2023 was momentous in the fight against fraud. It saw the passing of the Online Safety Act and the Financial Services and Markets Act, both of these happening after years of exhaustive campaigning from us here at Which? But the battle against scams is far from over. Stay in the know and avoid falling victim to scammers by joining over 450,000 others who have signed up to our Which Scam Alerts. To sign up, head to which.co.uk/scamalert today.
Hello and welcome to the Which Shorts podcast. I'm Rob Lilly Jones. Here at Which, we're constantly fighting hard against fraudsters. Did you know, for example, that we have our weekly Scam Alert email service? Every week, we send you the latest scams we've seen doing the rounds, meaning that you can protect yourself and your loved ones. I'll pop a link to sign up for this in the description for today's show. Well, on today's episode, we're hearing about the banking copycats, the fraudsters who can impersonate your bank in the hope of getting hold of your all-important details. To read this article, originally written by Faye Lipson, I'll hand you over to the host of our money podcast, Lucia Ariano.
How many emails, texts, and instant messages do you receive in a day? Dozens, possibly even hundreds. The bombardment of communication is one of the hallmarks of our age. Often the message leads to a website and asks us to log in, often without paying much attention to what we're logging into or why. Fraudsters know all of this and they bank on it, quite literally. Of the impersonation scams we've encountered, perhaps the most alarming feature, realistic-looking bank websites with plausible-sounding web addresses and logos stolen from the major UK banks. You might think you're just updating details or verifying transactions, when in reality you're revealing valuable information to crooks. Days or even weeks later, the fraudsters will get back in touch, by phone this time, again posing as your bank and quoting your own compromised details back to you as phony proof of identity. They're after the final piece of the puzzle, often a verification code sent to your phone or email. That's when the money is drained from your account. Our investigation suggests that the number of these copycat bank websites could run into the thousands, and scant regulation leaves banks and authorities scrambling to take them down. To understand the scale of the problem of copycat bank websites, we teamed up with the DNS Research Federation, or DNSRF, an Oxford-based non-profit that does data-driven policy research on domain names and internet governance. We decided to consult industry blocklists. These are the lists of websites that have been reported as hosting illegal content. If you attempt to view blocklisted sites, you'll typically see a stern warning on your browser not to proceed as the site is phishing or contains malware, software that can damage or steal data. We provided DNSRF with a list of major UK banking brands and it scoured a specialist phishing blocklist for sites reported in 2023 that had the names of those brands somewhere in their web address, the URL. To take one copycat example, helphsb.net. The DNSRF found that more than 2,000 URLs containing our specified UK bank brands were reported to a phishing blocklist in 2023. The affected banks were Barclays, HSBC, Halifax, Lloyds, Monzo, Nationwide, NatWest, Santander, and Starling. And the majority of sites in the raw data look like blatant attempts to lead bank customers astray. MySantander-suspend-login.com, LloydsBankingGroup.com but with an L instead of an I, NatWest-helpline.com, and Wise-reregister.com, for example. DNSRF also examined another blocklist run by scamadvisor.com from 2023. In this case, it extracted data on URLs containing our specified bank brand names, which had a trust score of less than 50 out of 100. ScamAdvisor explains that this is calculated based on 40 different elements like who owns the website, are the contact details hidden, where is the website hosted, what is the technology being used, and much, much more. On ScamAdvisor's blocklist 2, we found more than 2,000 URLs containing the names of our specified brands. Copycats mimic the same brands as in the phishing block list, with the addition of Clydesdale. Here too, the raw data made it clear that many aim to dupe customers with names such as www-natwest.com, santander-payee-added.com, barclaysbank.biz, but with an A omitted, and secureportal-hsbcnet.com. Across both block lists, the words Santander and Barclays appeared the most. We do have to be careful about drawing any firm conclusions because the data is likely to contain some false positives. However, in recent years, Which? Has repeatedly warned about phishing scams using the Santander branding. And anecdotally, we find this bank is a particularly popular target for impersonation by fraudsters. Some sites may only be active for days or even hours before their content is wiped and the site abandoned. Underreporting of fraud is an enormous issue worldwide, with the Global Anti-Scams Alliance State of Scams Report 2023 finding that 59% of victims didn't report their scam experience to the police or authorities. It's also unclear whether all web hosting companies are equally diligent at reporting sites to the relevant block lists after being told about the sites by web users. We asked 1,200 Which? Members in January 2024 how much they knew about copycat banking sites, questioned whether they'd unwittingly entered their details into such websites. 2% thought they had, while a further 3% were unsure. These figures may seem low, but fraudsters work at scale, sending thousands of texts or emails, only needing to ensnare a few victims to make it a worthwhile endeavour. The vast majority of our respondents were able to identify that strange or unofficial-looking web addresses, poor spelling or grammar were hallmarks of a scam site, although the rise of AI chatbots is likely to result in more polished scam texts in the near future. However, only 27% of people knew that you could use a domain lookup service such as who.is to see when a site was registered. Doing this would allow you to spot a brand new website masquerading as a long-established bank. In our final question, we presented respondents with a list of 5 web addresses from the phishing block list that we strongly suspect of being imposter sites for Barclays. Reassuringly, almost 2/3 of respondents identified that none of the URLs they saw were genuine, but around 1/3 of people were unsure, and a small percentage thought the URLs were genuine, 3% for barclays-portal-security.com, 2% for both barclayshelpchat.com and barclaysverify.com, and 1% for each barclayssupportive.web.app and iPortalBarclaysHelp.net. In the comments section of the survey, many respondents said they follow the online safety adage of never clicking on links in unsolicited texts and emails, while one recounted how they'd nearly lost thousands of pounds after submitting reams of personal information to a fake Santander website in the belief they were opening a fixed-term savings bond. You might wonder why it is that anybody can register a domain that looks like a blatant attempt at impersonating a bank. The answer takes us back to the early days of the internet. At that time, in the 1990s and early 2000s, domains were being registered at such high volumes that it was felt to be impossible to conduct detailed checks on those buying them. Therefore, the domains industry operated and continues to operate on a first-come, first-served basis. However, the volume of domains being sold has dropped significantly since that time, and it's arguable that greater checks could be put in place today. In the fight against fraud, it might be easy to overlook domain registrars and web hosting companies. So far, we've focused on the banking and payments industries that, alongside online platforms such as social media and search engines, are now subject to tougher regulation when it comes to protecting us all from scams. To set up a copycat website, fraudsters need to use a domain registrar. To take one down, you need to contact a web hosting company. Many companies do both, and yet at the time of writing, the industry continues to self-regulate. The UK government is currently consulting on new powers to seize domains being used for criminal purposes. One of the barriers to change has been the enormous complexity of the industry, which involves a plethora of domain registrars, reselling and hosting companies from the very large, such as GoDaddy, to the very small and obscure, many based outside of the UK. Hosting companies' approach to reports of scam sites aren't uniform and vary enormously between companies. We've seen examples of good practice with scam sites swiftly taken down by hosting companies, and at the other end of the spectrum, a total failure to respond to our reports. Another issue is the lack of attention the industry receives. DNSRF founder Emily Taylor told us the web environment is not sexy or trendy, and so it gets forgotten. Ultimately, she says this means ordinary web users have been forgotten. It's an industry where consumers' voices aren't strong, even though it's consumers who are badly hurt by rogue sites. Whatever the causes and financial losses aside, a lack of trust in the online space has profoundly negative ramifications. People who are understandably uncomfortable banking online could find themselves excluded, as in the case of one respondent to our survey. They said, because the internet is the Wild West, we try to only use our credit cards. We have come to the conclusion that if our bank says online is the only way to do business, our business will go elsewhere. We approached Santander plus the big four UK banking groups, Barclays, Lloyds, HSBC and NatWest, to ask them how they approach the problem of copycat websites. All except Barclays responded, confirming they employ tools to monitor for sites maliciously impersonating their brands and issue takedown requests when they find evidence of such sites. NatWest Group was particularly candid, explaining that it employs Netcraft, a specialty takedown provider, as well as working directly with internet service providers, ISPs, TalkTalk and BT Group, because they are both willing to block fraudulent domains on their networks. The bank explained that in most cases, it can't act purely on the basis of a domain registration containing its brand name, as it may have a legitimate purpose. But the bank will carefully monitor such sites and act to remove them as soon as they go live if they show signs of malicious intent. NatWest told us it goes further by driving the takedown of scam crypto and investment sites targeting people in the UK, therefore protecting all internet users and not just its own customers. It told us this amounts to about 15,000 sites taken down per month, but this has reached 37,000 at its peak. Lloyds Bank Fraud Protection Director Liz Ziegler hinted at her frustration with the domains industry, telling us the process of detecting malicious sites is complex and the options available to us can be limited. This is why it is vital that tech firms do more to crack down on the criminals using their platforms to impersonate trusted brands. Santander cautioned that in many cases, these scams start with an SMS phishing text providing a fake link for customers to follow. We're working with telecoms companies to prevent these at source and would urge customers to never click on links in a text or email purporting to be from their bank or another trusted organisation.
A huge thanks to Lucia Ariano for reading that piece, originally written by Faye Lipson and published in the April edition of our Money magazine. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters. And you can do that at which.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Which Shorts, and thanks for listening. Which Shorts was produced by me, Rob Lilly Jones, edited by Adrian Bradley, and the exec producer is Grace Farrell.
Hi, Lucia here, host of the Which Money podcast. Join us each week as we bring you the best experts and top advice to help you make the most of your money. From property prices to budgeting, investment platforms to pensions, we'll be here to keep you informed. Here's a taste of what you can expect.
If you had invested £100 in the fund 3 years ago, you'd have just £61 today.
Gosh. Is it worth trusting a website that you don't know to save that 10p, that 20p?
The good news is it does look like we're hovering around the top of the interest rate hike cycle.
If I asked you what you earned a year, you'd be absolutely horrified because we're told we should not talk about money.
Make sure to join us for new episodes every Friday, and I'll see you then.